Blog Talk Radio.
Real dark, yeah. We had sideways snow even this morning.
Yeah.
Ooh, what? Our beloved families. Amen. Oh, yeah. I do. Or I can quickly. Yes, it's. Amen. All right. Let's say our opening prayer. I did not realize I was muted. When you asked if I had the prayer, I was saying, yes, I can quickly pull that up. And I didn't know I was muted. So anyways, here we have the opening prayer. Let's say that together, and then we'll get started. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And you know what? We're right here. We may as well do our pledges too. How's that? And welcome, Sunday and Roger. Love you guys. So glad to have you with us. Here we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. And here we go. Let's stop this share here and start this share over here. Oh my. Yeah. Now last year we studied the newer version of it. This is back the original version, but just as powerful. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. That is not a friend. I was trying very hard. I was trying very hard, and now we're here. Now we're here. Welcome, John Bevere. Okay, hold on. I'm getting it to YouTube. Thank you. All right. Now let's move to the second one. We'll try really hard to do this anyway. Let's see how it goes. And Sunday, that's good. Yeah, I was just going to say to Roger, you can cast in the upper right-hand corner. Okay, hold on. That didn't work. In the upper right-hand corner, when you're on YouTube on your phone, there's a picture there where you can cast what you're watching on your TV to YouTube, or you can even pull up YouTube and watch it on there. And it does make it a lot easier. You can't, well, you can still comment through your phone, but no YouTube. Just have YouTube on cell phone. Huh. Well, that's funny with all of the other channels that you have that you wouldn't also have the... YouTube, too, sorry. Okay, here we go. Part two. Thank you. Wow. Are you guys getting everything out of this? Oh, my goodness. He moves so fast, which we know from the lessons before that he does move very fast. But, oh, my goodness, just amazing teachings. And I love what he says. Well, I love a lot of the things that he says, but where he says your greatest harvest comes. How did he say that? Right after the biggest tests come right before the best harvest. Oh my goodness. And wow, can you proclaim the faithfulness of God when you haven't seen any evidence in it in your own situation, but you know by faith that it's there? Oh, this is just an amazing message. I hope you guys are loving this. Even though how many times I have heard this, and Pastor and I have studied these messages, and we have here too. Still awesome messages. Here we go, part three. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody still enjoying this? I wish I could figure out how to advance this. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Are we on 4 or 5? We're on 4. Here we go. Here we go.
So is the truck at Burton? Was the truck at Burton?
They can see your don't change anything. Of course, you're probably starving. Thank you.
what her ear is?
Wow.
They do too.
You have the exact same symptoms in your day.
And music.
You're out there.
she needs different dishes so you can eat with them.
Wow. My goodness. So how is that for a bunch of words to chew on for the rest of the night? That'll keep us pondering for a while. Should send us into prayer, actually. Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at, there is my grandson, Braden, at the very top. He's the one that joins our program all the time. So anyways, back to ending the program. Where is my end button? There's the end button. So how was that? Was this a first time? I know, Roger, you've been through this series with us before, and Phyllis and Sunday. Is this the first time, Tracy and Richard, that you have been through this or heard this message before? It's an amazing, powerful message, and every single session of it is just as powerful as the, oh, and Rebecca, too. I know Rebecca has been through it before. What else? It is pregnant with revelation. Exactly. Pastor is here with us now, getting ready to go to sleep for 2 hours before he starts up again. We're going to get this sleep thing under control. You have heard it before, Richard. Yeah, it's just amazing. And we've been through it so many times, but it's like you pick up new things every time you hear it. And you need to be so reminded of these things, because we deal with them, you know, on a regular basis. The enemy comes at us with these things. So this is just a really, really great message.
Of course, that verse that he started with Luke 17:1. It is impossible.
Yeah, that offenses will not come.
They won't come.
Yeah.
So it is, let me tell you, this is a declaration. Offenses are coming. If you put that into the negative, you take the double negative out and put it into the positive.
Yeah.
Jesus is saying, I'm telling you, offenses are coming.
Yeah. Which is why we, you know, have studied this message at least
once
a year.
One of the beer makes. Well, it's actually the Holy Spirit. But he says, how do you say it? If you can't handle offense, then God can't use you to do anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The first time, I was offended by a guy in the church. And now I have one man who's speaking against my name in four nations. But what did you learn to do? You learned how to handle offense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't throw yourself out there for everybody to walk on, but you learn how to handle the offense. So that it doesn't just destroy it.
Yeah.
And we get a lot better since the last time we heard it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah. 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 We think about that, how much we have grown since we first have heard these messages.
And we studied this a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've studied it every year for, what, probably the last 2, 3, 4 years, maybe. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful message. Oh, this is the first time you've studied it, Tracy and Richard. So, yeah, it's really, really powerful, isn't it? And And we'll study more tomorrow night too. There's still 7 more sessions of this series left, so we'll do that tomorrow. But a lot for us to ponder on tonight. So we're going to get ready right now to receive our communion together. Hold on. So if everybody wants to run and get your communion elements, I'm going to read the verses out of the communion verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll be starting at verse 23. We'll read these and then we will pray the prayer of salvation together for anyone with us now or in the future that sees this message that has not yet prayed a prayer of salvation, receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior in your life. This is not something you want to take lightly and not something you want to wait any longer on. The transformation that happens in your life, the peace that comes to your life, the purpose that comes to your life, there is nothing like it. There's no reason to wait. And not only does it transform your life here on earth, but it gives you eternal life in heaven by making that decision. So there is absolutely no reason to wait. If you have questions, if you've been contemplating this, please get a hold of us. Our contact information is at the end of every YouTube program. We have our website that's samueljcottle.com. Our contact information is there. Please get a hold of us and help us to bring understanding to you. But no, you do not have to understand everything in order to make that decision. You continue to grow and learn after you've made that decision as well as before. So you don't have to have your life in order and perfect or have, you know, so much of the Bible memorized or any kind of understanding even. That will come as you go. So please consider this, making this prayer of salvation, praying this prayer of salvation with us tonight, and then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. We don't recommend you receive communion until you have made that decision for Jesus. But if you make that decision tonight, pray the prayer with us, then you're welcome to receive communion with us. So here we go. Go get your communion elements, hopefully grape juice, and either bread or crackers. If you don't have those, you can improvise with something else. We'll bless them and sanctify them either way. So here we go. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. For whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." That means being mindful, knowing Jesus is your Lord and Savior. You need him as your Savior to get to heaven because we've been sinful. And we're doing this in honor and remembrance of what he's done for us. So that is judging yourself and receiving this worthily. So here we go. Let's lift our communion elements up. We say, Father, thank you for these communion elements. We bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen. I guess we could have done that afterwards because we're going to pray the prayer of salvation first. So let me share the screen so that you can actually see the words, and we'll pray this prayer out loud together. And as we always say, even if you've prayed this many, many times before, there is no harm in praying it again. In fact, it's a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and soul to pray it again. So here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life, and I make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, and pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that for the first time, we welcome you to the family of God. We're so excited for you. Please contact us. Let us know you've made that decision. And of course, like we said, if you have any questions, you need understanding, Pastor will be helpful or happy to answer any questions you have. We have thousands of videos out there that can we can send you links to help bring understanding where you have questions. And we have this wonderful family of people that are with us just about every night. We are here every night, actually. But we have this wonderful community of faith family, too, that there's such a great group of supporters for you. So please let us know that you're with us. And now you're free to receive communion with us. So I'm going to share the screen again, and then we're going to pray over our communion elements. First, we'll pray the prayer over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So here we go. Our new covenant worship, which is the communion. So here we go. Let's pray this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for the love you had for us, have for us, that caused you to suffer to save us. We thank you, Lord. And now let's pray over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus, for the life in your blood that brings healing to our bodies and cleansing to our minds, hearts, spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, there was our communion, and there was our program for tonight. Thank you all so much for being here. Sister Phyllis, are you with us? All right. I thought you were going to be singing already. So I thought, are you there? Awesome. Thank you. What would you like to read? How about Jude and Revelation? Just a part of you now, huh? Yeah. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read Psalm 91 over us from the Passion Translation. Now we have our Passion Translation book that Sister Donna that is part of our morning prayer program. She bought this for us a couple of years ago because we just love this paraphrase in much of the scripture. But we had not ever, for some reason, read the Psalm 91 because we like the Psalm 91 translation from the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible. So we usually use that. But today, during the prayer program, Dutch Sheets read the Passion Translation of Psalm 91. And wow, it was very powerful. So I'd like to pray that over us tonight before we go. So, hold on for just a second. The government just arrested tons of people protesting on the San Francisco Bridge and in Massachusetts. Well, hallelujah. It is about time we start getting these guys under control. I live 2 miles from the military base, and I've seen massive military, really. Yep, we got to start getting things in order. They've just let these guys run, you know, crazy for so long, doing whatever they wanted to do, and it's just been so wrong. So hallelujah, we're getting a grip now. So anyways, here we go. Psalm 91, and again, this is out of the Passion Translation or Passion Paraphrase. Here we go. When you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me in my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. Don't you just love this? And he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms are faithfulness. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping you from harm. You'll never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. Hallelujah. You'll be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they'll be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you loved me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. Hallelujah. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I'll deliver you and bring you honor. I'll satisfy you with a full life and with all that I do for you. For you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Isn't that an awesome translation or paraphrase? I really love that. I can't believe we've gone this long without ever reading that out of there, but I love that. And what a comfort and a strength after listening to this message tonight of trusting in God in knowing we don't have a reason to be offended, because he will avenge us as long as we wait on him and don't do it ourselves. We have this comfort right here to know we don't have to worry about anything. So thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you all so much for being with us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. Well, we'll be here tomorrow morning for prayer time too. 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then tomorrow night, we'll continue our studies again on the Bait of Satan. So I hope you can join us. Have a wonderful night and God bless your sleep. And remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord and will always be. Have a great night, everybody.